may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus is lost. Well, he's at least lost according to his parents and those who are traveling with him, because they don't know where he is. I don't know if you've ever lost a child, or at least thought that you lost a child. But you can imagine the emotion and the feeling and the experience that Mary and Joseph are going through when they realize they have lost their child. Not just that, couple with it and add on top of it that this child is the Christ. He has been entrusted to Mary to bear him, to raise him. He has been entrusted to Joseph to be guardian, to be earthly father to him. And now, 12 years old, where is he? Where do you begin to look if you're Mary and Joseph? You know, my kids sometimes act like you see Mary and Joseph do in this gospel reading this day. Sometimes they zone out when I ask them to look for something, and they go about looking in all of the wrong places. So I'll ask them, for instance, to look for something for me. Can you go check and see if we have any soup? Well, there would really only be about one, maybe two places where soup would be located. 15 minutes later, I find them in the basement in the back room where the water softener is. Why in the world did you think there would be soup back here? Well, I don't know. So where do you look if you're looking for Christ? For 3 days. 3 days, we are told, Mary and Joseph were looking for him all over Jerusalem. So you kind of have to wonder along those same lines, where in the world were they looking for Christ? That's a lot of searching. That is a lot of panicking. That is a lot of not knowing where he is. But after you read through the whole gospel reading, do you find yourself agreeing with Jesus and saying, "Why didn't you look in my Father's house?" They finally do find him. And that is where he is. He is in the temple. He is in his Father's house. And he is not worried. He is not panicked. He is there as if he belongs there. Teaching. And amazing the teachers of the law with his questions and his answers about God's word. We hear that Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. And we have to wonder that if in hindsight, later on as she looked back over raising this child, this Christ, if it made sense. Because you look back through the scriptures, you look at who Christ is, this child, the sinless Son of God, sent for the purposes of redeeming his children, all of a sudden it all fits together. The temple is where God had promised his presence would be for his people. Did Mary have that aha moment? Oh, God in his temple. It makes sense. They take Christ. They go home. God departs from his temple to go out and to be raised by Mary and Joseph. But that is the reality of that section that we get there. God in His temple is not some unique phenomenon. It's where He has promised to be. And now God, the Word made flesh, is dwelling there in that place. Wherever Christ goes, there now is the presence of God. And you have this dual aspect that Luke sets us up for. Twice we see God in His temple in Christ, and now He leaves and He takes off from there. But in those early instances, that's exactly where we should expect to find the Lord. It is when the curtain is ripped, when Christ is on the cross, that full and final revelation comes that God will not be there any longer. He is in the Christ crucified. Well, so now the interesting question, if you will, from this reading. What if you lose Jesus today? Or at least, what if you feel like you have lost Him? Because we tend to be a culture now that likes to talk about how we feel. So where do you look if you feel as though you have lost Christ and you can't find Him anymore? There is no concrete, affirmative reality of His presence in your life. Just as it was true that God was everywhere in the Old Testament, everywhere would be a bad place to look for Him. God didn't direct His people to go searching wherever they think they might find Him, like Mary and Joseph did with Jesus. He didn't direct them to their hearts. He didn't direct them out into the wilderness to wherever they thought He should be. God directed them back to the temple, where His presence was real and tangible and always was promised to reside. It captures this dual idea. God is indeed everywhere. We don't want to overlook that or say that He's not, because that wouldn't be true. God is omnipresent. One of those great catechism omni words. But the question becomes, where does God want us to search for Him? And the answer is not everywhere. To look for God in places where He has not directed us is kind of like my kids looking for soup behind the water softener. That's not where it is. We hear that often, though. I can worship God wherever I want because He is everywhere. So if I go ahead and drink coffee and watch the sun come up, that is worship and that is God, and that's just fine. I can worship God alone in my home without needing to come and be a part of the corporate body of Christ, because God is everywhere, and so therefore He's wherever I want to find Him. As good Lutherans, though, I think we balk at that kind of sentimentality. And we should. Because when we look for God, when we look for Christ, He has already directed us to where we should go. Especially when we are hurt, when we are broken, when we are aware of our sinfulness, when we are weighed down by it. How terrible that would be to wander around looking for God and the assurance of His presence and not being able to find it, like Mary and Joseph. But we get that. We go and we look in all of those places. But the questions only build when we seek to find Christ somewhere where He isn't. We look for Him in our heart, but how do we know He's there? How can we feel Him? We look for Him in our emotions, but what if our emotions fail us? We look for Him in the sun in a glorious, beautiful day, but what if it's cloudy? At That's why when we feel like we have lost Jesus and we get told to run around and check all over, it never truly reveals Christ. It feels a bit like running all over Jerusalem looking for Jesus. And so when we are searching for Christ, His answer to His parents becomes a very poignant answer for us too. Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Mary and Joseph didn't seem to quite understand, not yet. And sometimes it seems as though we don't quite get that either. But Jesus' words are a reminder to us this morning as well when we are searching for Him. Do you not know that Christ will be in His Father's house? Do you not know that Christ will be where He has promised? He gives to you those very concrete means in those locations and says, "Here I am to be found." In His Word and in His sacrament. We call them the means of grace which He gives to His church, which we come here to gather around. We grasp that by faith. But sometimes we need reminded of that. Like Jesus reminds Mary and Joseph. Here is where God promises to be. And here is where you can find Him. You need to look no further. Christ is in this place about His Father's business, forgiving sinners, teaching. He doesn't hide. He doesn't want us to have to stumble around and search and look for Him somewhere where He hasn't promised to be. And that is the beautiful, glorious thing about the unchanging nature of our God. When He promises to be there, He is. When you come to this altar and you take this supper of Christ's body and blood, there He is because He has promised it. You don't need to search for Him somewhere else. When your sins rise up against you, and it happens to be during the week when there is no Lord's Supper, this is the beauty of the sacrament of holy baptism. Christ's promise reminds you, there I am at work in that baptism for you. You do not need to search for me. That is what gives comfort. Comfort to sinners like you and like me. To know that God does not hide Himself from us, but He desires that we know Him and know where He is to be found. It's why we come here gathered in His house, because we are assured that here He is present. He has promised it. Where else would we think He would be? And so with broken and contrite hearts, on days when we are searching for where Christ is to be assured of His love and forgiveness and presence, He does not hide from you. Here I am, given for you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.